This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And in this coronavirus public health crisis, community is more important than ever. I'm David Fair, and we're all in this together. As such, it's important we know what the latest information is and how best to ingest that information to make informed decisions about how best to conduct ourselves in these unprecedented times. It's also important to know what law enforcement is doing as we experience increased community anxiety. Joining us on the phone is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. And thank you so much for the time today, Sheriff.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
We spoke last week, and you were in the process of instituting a number of precautions for your officers, for the inmates at the Washtenaw County Jail, and assessing policing needs in the community in the middle of a public health crisis. How much have things changed for you in a week?
Quite a bit. It's changing every few hours. We'll write a directive, special order, and frame it for our staff that this is what we believe we should do today at this time with the current landscape, but that may change tomorrow as the landscape changes.
Have there been adjustments in the way officers are engaged in the public over the last week?
Yes. So we have tried to have our version of physical distancing, which means we'll take some reports over the phone, anything from a larceny to a malicious destruction of property, trespassing. We'll still take the call, and if there's a situation where we have to collect evidence, we'll go out to the scene and collect evidence. But how we get the information and interact with the public will be from a distance, usually over the telephone.
Now, we've seen, I want to take that a little further. We've seen those reports out of New York and California that law enforcement officers are being urged to only respond to urgent calls, and I get the sense that's what you're talking about, but that means things like shoplifting and other nonviolent crimes are at most resulting in a ticket and release. Are you too trying to limit inmate intake at the county jail by approaching those criminal offenses in perhaps different fashion?
Yeah, definitely. So there's a balance we have to strike here. We have to be careful in terms of that interaction. We don't want to give the impression to people that may be tempted to start committing crimes that they can go out and commit crimes and there will not be any response. So we take these things on a case-by-case basis. So we'll get a call in. It might be a larceny. It might be an active situation. And depending on how that information is communicated to us, our staff still will respond. But it's how they engage which might be different. So we're really trying to strike that balance and make sure that people don't think that now is the time to violate social rules, to violate the law, and there will not be any, they won't be held accountable for that.
You know, we happen to live in a community where we have a lot of higher education. We have the University of Michigan, Washtenaw Community College. We have Eastern Michigan University. And many of the students who attend classes in this area have been sent home. That means there are a lot of apartments and a lot of residences that are unoccupied but still filled with property. I'm wondering, are you seeing an increase in property-related crimes as we have a void in that area of the community?
Not to this point. The one thing we did tell our staff, and I'm sure the other agencies across the county, is that just because we're not engaging people physically and maintaining that distance for the most part doesn't mean we won't be visible. So there is high visibility of law enforcement throughout the community. We're tracking some crimes to see, you know, on a dashboard to see if we're seeing an increase and if we have to alter our operational protocols. But at this point, things are remaining fairly steady.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on 89.1 WEMU and learning more about how law enforcement is going about its business in the midst of a public health crisis. Sheriff, with more and more cases of coronavirus being confirmed within the boundaries of your jurisdiction, how are the conversations changing in your engagement with Washtenaw County's Health Department and the Emergency Services Division?
So, Washtenaw County Health Department has been great. All of our directives as it relates to care of our employees, the information we give out to the community, comes directly from public health, so the collaboration has never been stronger. Emergency management, emergency services actually falls under the sheriff's office, so it's actually been great for us because the integration of information that has really influenced how we respond has been really good. And we're getting real-time information. So we know that we have a chance of minimizing risk and minimizing fear and confusion when we can get information out to the public. Our ability to get that information quickly and get it out to the public quickly is key. So having strong relationships with those two entities has really been beneficial.
Now, we know on Saturday it was announced there were more than 700 cases of confirmed coronavirus in the state of Michigan. It went up to over 1,000 yesterday. That means it's going to increase continually for the foreseeable future. Are we moving towards preparations in Washtenaw County for an overflow of patients that would require additional space?
I would leave that to the public health professionals to talk about, but I will say this, and we put this out in our last press release to the public in Nixle information. We knew, people that were tracking and paying attention to this, knew the numbers were going to spike as the tests became more available. As we start to test, so people were already infected. Now the test confirmed it. We knew the numbers were gonna spike. What we need to do here now in the public is not panic. You know, one of my biggest concerns is what happens when fear and uncertainty takes over, people start to panic. They start to move into just self-preservation without thinking about the larger community, and people start taking reckless and selfish actions that really put us all at risk. So my message to the public is listen to public health, listen to the officials, don't give in to rumors and the things that you may read on the internet that might not be true. Don't panic, stay at home, maintain your distance, and more importantly, be patient. Find other ways to occupy your time and your mind. Engage with your family from a distance. The last thing we need to do here is to panic and start being irresponsible and reckless with our behavior that puts everybody at risk.
When we talked last week, at that point there had been no confirmed cases among any of your deputies or officers or staff, nor had there been any confirmed cases among the inmate population at the county jail. Does that remain true?
It does remain true. However, we have several staff that are off with flu-like symptoms. So we instituted protocols where everyone that comes into the jail, whether your staff, new arrest, arresting officer, they have to answer screening questions. Our jail staff all have to be have a no-touch thermometer to see if they're over 100.4. So we've instituted those protocols. Anyone with that even reports flu-like symptoms, and we put all that stuff remotely for our staff, we're putting them off. For at least 3 days, they have to come. They have to have their flu-like symptoms. They have to be 3 days with no symptoms before we'll evaluate bringing them back. So we have several staff that are in that category. No inmates confirmed.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton continues. You've touched on this, but many do fear that an extended period of outbreak and virtual shutdown could result in a breakdown of social order. What level is your fear at this point?
I have a very low level of fear, a high level of concern. And it's the concern that motivates me and my colleagues in this profession to be as thoughtful and deliberate with what we do as we can. So we have planned for, you know, what happens if a percentage of our staff, we've written several scenarios. What happens if our staff start to get sick and the numbers start to go down? What happens if other agencies throughout the county with smaller staff start to get sick? How do we combine our resources? So the concern that I have has really motivated me specifically and the profession in general to really be planful, to try to run through as many scenarios as possible. At the end of the day, David, if things start to break down, it's really our profession are the ones that are expected to try to maintain order. But we have to do that in cooperation with the people. So we're also trying to get out as much information as possible.
We've spent a lot of time talking about fear, anxiety, and concern and preparation, but I'd like to end on a more positive note. How are you managing the sheriff's office and public engagement to include all of the good that is going on in the community and to maintain a sense of optimism in the face of adversity?
That's a great question. I think it is during these times where the character of people individually, a community, and the country really starts to show. I was watching Governor Cuomo yesterday talk, and he was talking about this is America, and this is the greatest country on earth because of our resilience, because of our faith, because of our commitment to each other, and you see it every day. So when we start to roll out these press releases and we talk about all these other things, we're also trying to instill and put in those press releases some positive things. The people that volunteers that are going out and engaging our most vulnerable population, our seniors, and making sure that they have food and the essentials that they need to continue to live. And even if they're dropping it off from the door and standing back on the curb and waving at that person, so there's some kind of, there may be physical distancing, but there can be social engagement. So to give examples of the good character in people and how we will come out on this on the better on the other side because of who we are as Americans, because of who we are as people, and the recognition that we are our brother's keeper. And there's many examples of that.
For today, I think that's a great place to end, but we will have occasion to talk again very soon, and I thank you for the time.
David, thanks for the opportunity to talk to the community.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton updating us on law enforcement during the COVID-19 outbreak. For WEMU and NPR's cumulative stories on the coronavirus outbreak and its impact on our lives, visit our coronavirus destination point at the top of our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.